Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. This week we're going to be talking about weddings, marriage, different types of married couples, and everything in between. So with that said, I'm Q.
And I'm A.
And this is
Q&A. Yeah, guys, welcome back to another episode. Although it was unbeknownst to everybody here, it's been quite the hiatus from doing the podcast over the last 4 months.
And you won't know it because you will have gotten episodes three episodes before this one.
Yep.
But those were recorded about 4 months ago.
4 months ago. We were different people then. It could be a completely different vibe now. Who knows?
So, yeah, you'll have noticed in a couple episodes we recorded months ago that weren't released until now. We were talking about the lead up to my wedding, the first of which being the bachelor party, which is the intro to season two.
Yes.
We did plan to come back sooner, but some things happened. You know, I got busy with the wedding. Shortly after that, my computer broke, so I couldn't edit things down. I had to get a new computer as a whole thing, and then the holidays came.
It was
and here we are now recording this.
Yeah. It was just a million things that just kept preventing us from being like, not this weekend or not that weekend, or, you know, we're just being kind of lazy sometimes, or like we want to go do other stuff other than, you know what I mean, like when we did have the time apart from the holidays to go do other things, we want to go do those things. So
you all know how the holidays can be.
But
here we are
now that we're out of money, we figured we'd start podcasting again and, you know, rack up those few pennies,
rack up the advertising dollars. So so I mean, that'll bring us to, I guess, what we should talk about first. So I did have my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, that was over 3 months ago.
Which is kind of crazy. You've been married for almost 100 days now.
Yeah, and that got us thinking. You know, we had talked about the bachelor party on here. We've talked about relationships. So that kind of got us thinking, let's talk about weddings and how people act as couples when they're married. And just kind of, you know, weddings themselves and like the process of that.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll start with that.
I guess we just talk about like your experience with your wedding, Kyle, right, in a way?
Yeah, my experience planning a vast majority of my wedding.
yeah, Kyle was like fucking, like, Christina was the captain of the ship, and Kyle's just like the little the little boat boy. He's just on for the ride.
I was just there to do whatever she told me to do. But hey, it worked out. Yeah. It was great. We had a great time.
What would you say was the most, even though Christina stressed most about it, what would you say was the most stressful part of the wedding, if you had to say, out of every organizing aspect of it?
Well, she did most of the legwork on that. One of the major things I was tasked with was getting the hotel together, mm-hmm. like the blocks done.
Yeah.
And that was a pain. People kept having issues. I think you're one of the ones that
had
issues.
An issue, yes.
And no fault of our own, but the hotel had microphone just kind of fell a little bit. Had horrendous communication. Their blocks, their like reservation process is not through the hotel location itself, unless you know, because even when you called them, it's like an outsourced
booking. Yeah,
so you're not
remember.
Booking directly with the hotel.
Yeah.
You're booking with, you know, the company's headquarters. I guess they have a call center for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't know any information about the room code.
Yeah.
So I had to keep going back and forth with my rep that, you know, I was working with. And she was great. She was very helpful and everything. But many times I had to go back to her, like, this person saying that there's no rooms left. Can you send me the room list? Because I know there's some left. And sure enough, there would be.
Yeah.
So I'd have to put them in contact with her. And she would have to put them down. It's a whole process.
But you know what's so crazy to me is, like, these hotels really bank off of, especially your hotel, where because of the proximity where you got married,
mm-hmm.
They bank off of, you know, these blocked rooms, like, making all this money from wedding parties that stay there. And you think they would just have their shit together.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand when it's just a mess and you're used to doing this. So I feel like you're not the first person where this was an issue, yet they just don't fix it.
For sure. And then there was also like four or five other weddings there that like staying in that hotel that weekend.
Oh, there was four listed. Yeah. Yes. Because wasn't
it crazy?
Was it a holiday?
Was Columbus Day weekend.
Oh my God. That's
and
right.
It was, you know,
yes.
We're over in New York and, you know, the fall over here, people love to come see the leaves changing colors and, you know, whatever. Maybe if you're used to it, it's just another day.
Yeah, but, just used to it, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so it was packed. And I asked the guy at the front desk, I was like, is it? Because it's like Columbus Day weekend or something? Or is it always like this? And he's like, no, it's like this every weekend here.
With the weddings?
Yep.
Oh my God.
And he said they have this many weddings all the time, all year round. That's he said crazy. Ever since COVID. And, you know, everyone had to push back their weddings. Everyone's so backlogged. It's like pretty much every weekend, just multiple weddings. I'm like, hey, you know, good for your business, I guess.
It is good for business. I wonder if that, apart from inflation, like, impacted how much they charge.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, I wonder if they're like, well, now that people want to get in and they got paid, we could up the price. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No way that they didn't do that.
No, I know. But that's just crazy. And that weekend, guys, I don't know. Like, I feel like one significant part of Kyle's wedding, which was cool, is that we were on a bender of like 18 out of 20 weeks of rain. On a Saturday
or Sunday
or on a Sunday. Yeah,
they looked at it, and for us here it was a like a whole summer into the beginning of fall.
They said it was like 18 out of 20 weeks or something it rained on the weekend.
And the worst part about that was the week would always be fine. The week leading up to the weekend is always fine.
You're at
so
work.
Nice.
It's sunny outside.
When you're at work, and then the weekend hits, and it was like, you want torrential rain all weekend?
You have an important you have an important event this weekend? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Here's rain.
Yep.
But yeah, but it was like almost like an act of God where it was like, it was supposed to, it was fine. Like weeks up, I remember Kyle was like religiously checking the weather, and it's like, you're never going to know until like a few
days
before.
Our ceremony was outside.
Yeah. And that's always the risky part if it's outside. And then it changed, and we're like, fuck, well, it could change back. It didn't change back, but I was like, who knows? And then it was saying, oh, it might hold off or whatever. So somehow, again, by like an act of God himself, and for one of the only Saturdays ever, it didn't seemingly like
rain. No, we woke up, when we went to sleep, it was supposed to rain.
Mm-hmm.
But when we woke up the next morning, it was like, oh, it's only going to rain at 7 p.m. now.
Uh-huh.
It did drizzle a little bit before, so it was, you know, wet like outside, but it was fine. We just dried off the benches and it was fine.
Yeah But it didn't rain at all during the ceremony. It was okay. It was a decent temperature outside, so I think all in all it actually worked out really good. Because then the next morning after the wedding, we woke up and it was
raining,
torrential rain. And there was another wedding party that day because it was a Sunday. And you're like, wait, no, it was a you were Friday, Kyle?
We were Friday, so it was
Saturday. Right. Yeah, so it was Saturday, and it was awful. And I'm like, I feel bad for these people. Like, I think that's the dice you roll, you know what I mean? Certain, like, again, rain can happen any time of year. If you go in the winter, it could snow. If you have it in the middle of summer, it could be blistering hot and you're like dripping, you know what I mean? And so I feel like there's so much variability as to, like, you know, it's like you're rolling the dice no matter when you have your wedding, really.
I mean, yeah, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, especially if it's outside. You're really chancing that. So all in all, it went really well. And, like, Kyle's wedding as a whole, I think, went over without a hitch with the groomsmen. At least I feel like the morning of was pretty chill.
Oh, yeah.
And there wasn't much stress. I know, I think you were ushering me to hurry the fuck up at the end because I was fixing my hair.
We were a little bit late to the venue because of Steven doing his hair as always. And then what killed me was...
Got a lot of compliments, too, that night.
Yes, you did. You sure did. So. But what kills me, and this is something that is a strictly Steven thing. I've never met anyone else that does this. He cannot leave a hotel room with a light on.
No.
He will go back and check and make sure... Did I turn the lights off? I'm like, see, you don't pay the electricity. We're already paying for that. Let's go. We gotta go.
Saving the planet.
We're already running late because he's doing his hair. And we're all ushering him out the door. And he starts to turn around to go, did we shut the lights? I was like, and so we grab him. We're like, see, it doesn't fucking matter.
Fuck the lamps.
Get in the car. We're going. We have to get there.
I think we left that lamp on, too. It bothered me.
Yeah, we sure did, because we were in a rush because someone was doing his hair and made us late. We still beat the girls there.
Yeah.
So that was all that mattered. And we were still early anyway. We had to get there to, you know, just set things up.
I'll never forget.
That was, you know what? That was the other stressful part. Now that I think about it, was, do you remember the tables up top were not set up with the, the florist didn't put the bows on the rows and like the benches where they had to be. So we noticed that, and we had to get all the guys together to put those on. But then we realized that they were supposed to have these two tables set up that had like these little bells to ring after the ceremony, and then like tissues to for the groomsmen to hand out. And those were not set up. And all the bells we found out, I think the florist put them there, maybe the venue misunderstood.
Yeah.
Put them at the seats inside. So I had to have you guys run around and grab all the bells and put them in the basket.
Yes.
And set that up. So we had people running around drying off tables and...
Yeah, like the last handful of minutes was stressful, I think.
And then I was stressed because it was seeming like he was running a little bit behind. And I was like, has anyone seen the guy? Like, the guy that's supposed to be coordinating things? I was like, has anyone seen him? And everyone was like, nope. No. I was like, great.
He came out of nowhere. I don't know where he came from, though.
I have no idea.
He arrived at some point.
At some point, he got there, and it just started. And I was like, all right, we're good.
Yeah.
But I was like, I haven't seen him. We've been here for like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours at that point. I'm like, I have not seen this man.
Yeah. But overall, it went very smoothly. Like, I felt like he did what he had to do. And he,
oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like that place as a whole moved pretty efficiently. Especially, like, when you see what they did for, like, the cocktail hour.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, the cocktail hour was insane.
Yeah, yeah. It was, like, pretty crazy, the setup. And, it, like, everything looked so good. And, you know,
they had my roast pig.
And they had a little roast pig.
My just full-ass dead pig on the table.
Traumatic to some, but yeah. Yeah, I was just there, glowing. Dead-ass pig. Because Kyle's a monster.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that.
I should have tried the pig. I didn't try it.
Really?
No.
Steven, that's one of the things that sold me on this venue when I was talking to him. Was, one, all the amount of food. Because I remember he handed me... And when I say the amount of food, I'm talking like... tables upon tables of different options. It's almost of cocktail like
too
hour
much
food.
Food. Yeah, because you go to some weddings and they give you like
nothing.
And I've been to like, I feel like enough weddings now where, yeah, it just wasn't that much. I still say Kyle's wedding as a whole was the best wedding I've ever been to. I think hands down between like the music, the dancing, the way the layout was, you know what I mean? Everything about it and like the amount of food was just absolutely impressive. Like I've never seen such a thing. Because usually you hear like, oh, we paid like $30,000 or $40,000, and you get like almost nothing to show.
You get a tiny plate with like a tiny piece of chicken or steak on it, and it's like, oh, okay.
And then that's it, yeah.
But no, that's when ours wasn't even, you know, all things considered, not as expensive as it could have been.
It wasn't that expensive. Well, you paid less than $150 a plate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it was.
But that was less good. Than that. Dude, yeah, because that winery by me, if we have a wedding there, could be like 200 something a plate.
Yeah, and we had like the top of the line package there too. Like we had the extra long reception. We added the extra hour onto it.
You got the customizable like
the
s'mores thing,
station.
Right?
Yep. We had the s'mores station with the fire pit. He did the Flaming Cherries Jubilee show.
Yep.
We had the pretzel station on the way out.
Yes.
But dude, that cocktail hour, all that food.
Did I miss the pretzel station?
No, I thought you had one.
I think I had a
pretzel. I think you had
one. Oh, I did get a pretzel. Yeah, my bad.
But, yeah, no, when we first met with the guy, he handed us the booklet. I was going through them. And I was like, oh, so we have to, like, how many of these cocktail hour choices, like, do we get to pick? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, you don't pick. You get all of this.
They're all included.
And I was like, oh. Okay, and then I looked at Christina, and I was like, so we're getting married here. Like,
yeah, that was
like,
crazy.
That was it. That sold me. And then...
It goes to show that you can... put on something that crazy and they're still making money on it, but it goes to make you wonder how big the margin of money other places just screwing you over.
Yes. And then if you know me, you'll know and not be surprised that we had a mosh pit. We had a little half hour emo night. That was one of the highlights of it for me. I had that whole night. So many people were asking me, when's the emo night part?
Yes, like, that was it, so
when's it
fun.
Coming?
Yeah.
And then when it came, it was so much fun.
We were throwing you in there at one point, and then
was
he was so close to
the
chandelier.
Hand hit the chandelier at one point. I was like, uh-oh.
That's why we stopped. I think it kind of like started to die out because, one, he started to get heavy after a while, and two, we're like, we're going to do something bad here.
Well, I didn't think about it till like the morning after, but I was like, we didn't tell them we were doing that at the venue. I was like, when they started seeing us do that, they were probably like their liability insurance person. They were probably like, fuck.
They probably need like secure. It was almost like when people do that at ConcertCon, they pull you off.
They were probably like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, we were respectful about it though. Like we weren't destructive or anything like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And I put that, you know, the DJ let him do his thing for the whole time. Like, we have, like, a list of, like, some must-play songs, but we're like, just work them in when you can, like...
Yeah.
And that's... I think that's what DJs respect, is Yeah, no, he does. Is like, if you just give them like a guide, what you want, and let them do.
Well, because they do know what sounds. Like, they usually, if they're good at it, they should know what sounds good. Follow what they're not. Like, over
the trust place. Them to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
That's some advice I could give people. Just let them do their thing, and they'll do a good job.
Yeah.
The emo night was the only thing that I was like, here's the songs I want, here's the order.
But he didn't even have some songs. Like, he didn't have the Day to Remember song.
Yeah, he didn't have Downfall of a Soul. Yeah. But, you know, he got it and just worked it in.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, the other ones he had.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just gave him that list. And I was like, whenever you can do the Emo Night set, just throw it in wherever you think it fits.
Yeah.
But here's, like, the songs I want. Just do them in this order and we're good.
Yeah, and it came out really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, like, it was a ton of fun. Like, And again, Kyle was saying back before it happened, like, I think you had told him, like, some people have designated points. Like, do you want me to play, like, almost mellow music mm-hmm. during whatever? And Kyle's like, no, I want it so, like,
yes.
people could be on the dance floor whenever they want. And yep. I think that's what really made it, is because even if you sit for, like, 10 minutes, and you're not sitting that long to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when you segment a wedding so much that, like, you have just, like, 1 hour to fucking dance, it goes by so fast.
Yes, it's not, like, enough time.
It's not enough time. And I felt like the whole time I was really out there having a yep. blast, and it was just, like, a really good time. And
that, was one of my big things, was we need dancing. Because I've been to some weddings where it's, you know, a lot of sitting down, then they do the speeches, then yeah. they do the, you know, introductions, then they do more talking, yeah. and then it's, like, an acoustic part of, like, sit down, eat music.
It's a lot.
And then you finish eating, but other people aren't, so then that continues, mm-hmm. and dessert is, like, sit down stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, no, as much dancing as we can do, like, yeah, give, like, a little bit of time for people to eat, and then just kick it back up.
Yeah, yeah, I can see giving, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes, like, but yeah. no one's really gonna eat more than that, and it's just, like, and then just have fun, because you're there to have a good time. It's like, mm-hmm. you can eat whenever,
and anytime. And you know, me and Christina, we love hosting, like, parties. We love yeah. hosting and stuff. So, I mean, for us, it made the most sense to just, we want just a big party for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, not everyone does weddings like that. Some people prefer smaller things. And really what's important, I think, is that people are doing something that is reflective of themselves as a couple.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Like, not everyone, like, we didn't do this big, extravagant, like, fancy, like, country club, like, $100,000 wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who we are.
Yeah.
You know, like, but some people are, and they can do a great job with that.
Yeah.
But I think it's, at the end of the day, is what makes it good, is, like, if it matches who the people are. Like, I've also been to some weddings where I'm like, I don't think this aesthetic really fit this couple.
Interesting. I guess I never really... I think I know one you're referring to, but
mm-hmm.
but, like, yeah, I never really thought about it like that. Like, I've only ever been to a few, and I feel like the ones I have been to, they all kind of fit the people.
A majority of the ones I've been to, they do, and that's what makes them fun, is, like,
yeah.
each one has, like, personality behind it of the person yeah. throwing it.
Well, and you would hope it would fit you, because why did you fall in love with it if that wasn't yes. for you? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I mean, yeah, that's... I had a great time at the wedding. But that'll segue into the next part that I want to talk about in this podcast, is just kind of the different ways people handle married life and act when they're married.
Yes. Well, yeah, because we were saying after... Because everyone always was telling Kyle and Christina before their wedding, they're like, oh, once you get married, it all changes. And Kyle's like,
always.
I don't think so. But that's what old people say. Like, everyone that's married says, like...
Almost every person was like, oh, it's going to feel different. Everything's going to change. And I was like... I don't think so.
I would say, 3 months later, and it still feels exactly the same. And I can confirm,
yeah. 3 months, over 3 months later now.
I have a hard time referring to Christina as Kyle's wife when I'm referring to Christina, because I'm not used to that, but it really doesn't feel any different.
Well, I did that the other day at work. I was talking to someone who I don't see that often at work, but I was talking to them, and we were, like, catching up about, like, music and, like, shows we're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what I was talking about, but we were talking about some concert, and I was like, oh, I just got me and my fiance tickets, and I was like, wait a minute, nope, my wife.
My wife.
I was like, I'm still not used to saying that, like, but other than, like, the term, everything else is the same.
Yeah.
I mean, we already lived together for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for, 13 years?
Yeah.
Like, nothing was gonna change.
No.
And it hasn't.
No, yeah, I couldn't imagine it would. I think shit might change if...
Other than the way we file our taxes and her last name, nothing has changed.
Yeah. Yeah, Christina Korsha. Mm-hmm. Which has a better ring to it, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like maybe if you aren't with someone for too long, then you get married. But also, like, we were having this conversation, I think, earlier today, where it was like, back in the day, people didn't really live together
yep.
before they were married. And these days, that's not really the case. And to be honest, I always tell people, I'm like, this world is the way everything's so expensive. The world isn't made for single people anymore. It's very hard to have a, like a, you know, afford things on your own.
Yeah.
But you know, now people, it's commonplace. Like, you live with each other before you get married. And I think you should. If you go to college and you sleep at college and you have a roommate, I think college teaches you
that you need to live with someone. Yeah.
That you live with someone. They could be like completely, it's like one of those sayings, oh, they're a 10. But if they're a fucking shitty ass roommate, then you don't want to be married to that person,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, you know, when you live together and you already have established that dynamic, and you're already used to working through your differences and stuff like that, nothing's going to change unless yep. someone was completely playing you and pretending to be disingenuous for some unknown reason. But Kyle and Christina, neither of them are rich. So I don't think any of them were after each other's money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So there's nothing to really joke around about.
Well, I don't know, Steven. I like to think I'm Mr. Monopoly over here.
That's true, Kyle. Well, you play Monopoly, but unfortunately it's not real. but yes, yeah, so I think it's funny that people always say that, you know,
mm-hmm. and it is mostly older people.
It is, but you know what?
That just that generation of, and you know, our generation, maybe the one like a little bit before
yeah.
us, are the ones that they still didn't like live together. Still like frowned upon.
You know,
to live
my
together
parents
and
lived
everything.
Together before they got married.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the generation kind of before our parents,
mm-hmm.
like that was super traditional,
yeah.
but like it was weaning off with them. Mm-hmm. But they still feel that way. You know what I mean? But you know what I've noticed is, like, I feel like there's very few people, and I've said this, like, a million times, there's, like, very few people where I feel like they're the people. You know what I mean? Like it just made sense. And I always have said, I believe, like, what makes a really great relationship is having the same energy as the person you marry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you and Christina embody that. Sam and Ryan from college always embodied that.
Mm-hmm.
My Aunt Ro and my Uncle Gary. I always say if you can have like an aunt, I always say no offense to my mom and my dad. I don't want to really like totally emulate that relationship. You know what I mean? But my Aunt Ro and Uncle Gary, at least from what I've seen, have like the pinnacle relationship. Like
mm-hmm.
they like, there's so much like mutual respect and like equal teammates and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like getting to the, I almost forgot what my point was. I'm going off on a tangent, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like when you have that type of relationship with each other, which is rare, you think like one in every two people get divorced these days. You know what I mean? Think of how many people don't get divorced, but maybe should, or like just don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even higher. And I feel like so few people meet that person who they like. I feel like their souls really mesh well with each other. But I think when you do have that, nothing changes. You're not gonna be like, you know, don't get married or you know, stuff like that, or just be like, oh, your wife's gonna hate you, or you know what I mean, or she's gonna always be on your ass, or like shit like that. I just feel like if you have a good relationship, then you're not gonna be one of those people like 20 years from now where you're like, oh, like marriage is like tough, because I think it always brings its challenges with certain things. But I don't think it should be, I don't think those challenges should always be deemed as like negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that? So I guess I kind of went off there, but just saying how I don't think getting married changes anything. I think if it was meant to be and it's right, it shouldn't change anything at all. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? I feel like if you always mutually respect each other and have a healthy dynamic, then I don't think you should ever feel like anything's really going to change, because if something changes just because the title changed, then you weren't ever
then
being you weren't
yeah.
being genuine in the first place.
Yeah, there's a bigger problem there.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah. So, and then, you know, let's go to the flip side of that. Are these people that get married, and like you said, the ones that, you know, maybe shouldn't be married?
Yeah.
You know, you see people like that all the time, where they're married, and you can tell they're just not.
They're not
right
each other's
for
people.
Each other.
They're
not
each other's people. Yeah.
You know, they throw out comments about other people frequently.
It's usually the people on Facebook that just can't stop posting about the fact that they're married or like shit they
Oh,
do.
Yeah. It's usually
like,
the ones
usually
that try
fake.
To make it seem like they have a perfect marriage on the surface.
And it's the opposite.
Yep. But then you know them and you're like, oh, you're not a not a great person.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, it's always like a cop out. You don't get any sense of like true
love.
True like love. Yeah, from your own relationship.
Or respect for that matter.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll seek it out in people's validation. It's like a cop out for your actual feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to remember what you said, Kyle, because we were on
which part?
The part we were just talking about. Like you segued in like talking about people that shouldn't
people,
be married.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like, oh my God, I blanked out. You could pick up.
All right, I'll pick it up.
I feel like I had something to add, and like, I feel like lately, I don't know if I'm getting old, but like my brain.
Well, we
just
are
loses.
Getting old, but.
Yeah, yeah. I hurt my back today, lately. And I'm like struggling.
Yeah, Steven's an old man.
Yeah, I figured I'm at the age where I think I got to start stretching before I work. I can't just get into a workout. I got to stretch first.
You got to stretch before and after now.
Yeah, both times.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both know most of the married people we know. Seem to be doing great.
Yeah, I don't know anybody where it's seemingly like I think everything's going well.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that is of skepticism in my brain, but like, you know.
Yeah, but as a whole, I would say
as
everyone's
a whole,
doing
it's okay.
Fine.
Yeah,
but yeah, back to that, it's just so blatantly obvious when things aren't in a way. But again, it's always the people that you would never know that if you didn't actually know them. If you only knew them superficially through like Instagram or Facebook.
No, dude, yes.
Like, because you would think, like, oh, they must be doing fine. But then you spend time with one of them or something like that, and you're like, oh,
well, I was,
doesn't seem to,
no,
can't be that great.
Well, I was saying the other day, I was like, not the other day, but I was just thinking right, why did I say the other day? I was thinking right now as we were chatting, that's what I wanted to say, Con, I forgot, is that on Facebook, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lot of these people that get married, it's like you're surface level friends with them, like they're not like your friend. And so you don't know their dynamic, but I do really do sit there knowing how fucked up 90% of people on this planet are and just like having, you know, been out with numerous people and stuff like that and seeing like all these challenges and shit like that. Right. Is that I always sit there and wonder how many people just didn't walk away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I would put money on the fact that everyone I've seen get engaged or married or whatever on Facebook is not happy. Right. And I would put money on the fact that even though maybe family weren't necessarily supportive of it or whatever, they just didn't walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And we've also had friends on the flip side, and, you know, we won't use like names or anything, but we've had friends that did, you know, walk away even an engagement. The fact that you're staring at me blankly is a bit concerning
wait, you don't know what I'm talking about.
So they
got engaged and then they...
broke off the engagement. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Why am I...
How are you blanking on this?
Oh, my God. Stop. Don't look at me.
Oh, my God. Anyway...
Wait, no! No!
Anyway, I'm just going to keep going. Oh, my God. He's still not...
Are you seeing... Okay. I can't read your mouth.
I don't know how you can't get this. Hold on, everyone. Technical difficulties in Steven's brain here.
Wait, you should just text me.
How do you not know who I'm talking about here?
We don't have that many friends. How am I not?
Steven, right? Yeah, we hardly have any friends. What are you talking about?
Let me go through the catalog. I'm so popular. Anyway, continue what you're saying. We'll talk about it later.
Saying.
But God, I'm so pissed.
But yeah, and these are two people that are both great people.
Uh-huh.
We loved both of them. But at the end of the day, it just wasn't the right match. And I still think that they're both great people. But at the end of the day, one of them kind of knew, like, this isn't working for me. It's not the relationship that I want. And so they left, and I'm sure it was very hard for them to do, but they kind of knew that it wasn't the right fit. And I think that COVID may have been one of the few saving things on that was, I think it made that person realize that that's not what they wanted.
Oh my God. Well, dude, that
I'm
going
to have to check and make sure my whisper to Steven didn't make it in here with the names here.
I would not, but how he
didn't put that together, I have no idea.
Yeah, but I think that was for the best and they did walk away.
Yes.
You know, but I do think, COVID and again, living together and stuff like that kind of maybe like shed a light on that. But and good for them though.
Yeah.
Because I think.
And I hope they're both doing well. You know, one of them we talked to.
We know,
you know,
one of them
so
we still communicate with, and like, yeah, and he seemingly, I believe, although I loved who he was with before, like, she's amazing, I think that the person he's with now does match back to
the same energy.
They have the same energy. It's so true. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because before I never really saw how they matched up the original relationship.
But great people though.
But both great people.
I thought she was really great. I get along with
attract.
Her. Yep.
But yeah, but now it makes sense. Now I look at him like that makes more sense to me.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, so isn't that weird though? But I'm telling you, like, I feel like I'm such a hippie all the time. I don't know if it's because I teach high school kids, but energy and vibe, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? I say it all the time and it sounds hippie-ish, but I think there's some feelings that you can't necessarily describe, but you just know it's true or it's not. You know what I mean? Or like, and you can't, there's no way to explain what that feeling is. You just know, it's just a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you want to know one of my biggest peeves that any married dude could do?
What?
I hate the married guys that try to act like cool around their friends.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
By trying to like, one, being like serious about, yeah, being serious about things like, oh, don't get married. Like me and Steven, I'll say to him as a joke all the time.
We fuck around constantly.
It's so fun. Yeah, to like, just Christina will yell at me for me doing something stupid. I'll just look at him and just go, Steven, don't get married.
Every time.
And it's
we're
so much fun.
We
I
say
do
it as
all
a joke
time.
Because it is funny, but like, yeah, you
but
do.
I've seen people
I think
it,
a
like,
lot of dudes do
dead
that,
serious. And I'm like, then why are you married?
Why are you married?
Like, if you're saying, if you're sitting there saying that like seriously to someone,
yeah,
why are you married?
You should be like happy you're with that person. You
and
be
it's
like,
usually
wow.
That same person, that same, you know, type of person. That's the first one to just be disrespectful of their marriage in general and just continuously talk about other girls or guys. You know, this can go both ways.
Or
I
cheat.
Just think that I tend to see it more happen on the guy's side.
No, it's usually on the dude's side. You don't really see women do that. You know what I mean? I would say for the most part. When
and
a
that,
woman,
trust me, that's not to say women don't cheat because
there are bad
they
women
do.
Out there too. Yeah, I'm just saying though.
But in terms of this attitude that I'm talking about,
is a dude
it's
thing.
Mostly a dude thing.
Yes.
And I can't stand when I see people do
crazy.
That because I'm like, it's so disrespectful to do at that point. Just why did you marry this person? Because you obviously don't respect them.
No, I know. Yeah, it's like you seemingly, was it for show? Like, what the fuck was the point of spending all the money on the wedding and then the ring and then all this other shit?
Just to talk about other women all the time.
Just to talk about other women. I would think that's so disrespectful. You're always going to see attractive people, and that's just how it is. Like, your brain does it, even though my ex-girlfriend disagreed with that one, buddy.
Well,
she thinks that once you're with somebody, you'll never think they're...
Steven had to put, like, sunglasses on in public to make sure he wasn't looking at anyone.
I'd be fucking Oedipus or whatever the fuck his name was.
Oh, God.
But I didn't see...
I don't know if that's the best... Oedipus is the one that had sex with his mom, so I don't know if...
But then he gouged his eyes out. And I'm not saying that, buddy. I'm just saying he gouged his eyes out.
Okay.
You
right,
took
you know,
it
fair
too
enough.
Deep into context.
Well, generally, when people think of Oedipus, they think of the mother
that
stuff.
Part, yeah. No, but I'm talking about he gouged his eyes out. But I'm just saying, like, yeah. But, and there, I think a lot of people... I don't think that's necessarily outlandish, because I do think a lot of people do think that. Mm. Men, too. Like, very... Like, insecure men would also think that. Like, oh, you should only think I'm attractive.
Yes.
But you always see other attractive people. But I always say, I'm like...
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I will tell you, if we're out in, like, public and I see someone that's attractive, I'll be like, oh, that's a good-looking person.
Yeah,
but
you're
I'm not creepy and weird about it. But you're
not
going to
be creepy about it or say stuff or whatever.
I'm not looking at you, giving you, like, the little elbow being like, oh, if I wasn't married.
Yeah,
you know, things like
no,
that.
No,
like,
you're just acknowledging it. And, like, you know, I've been, you know, not that I'm single anymore... But like,
oh yeah, big update in Steven's life to all listeners.
Oh God, yeah. If I don't fuck things up, then hopefully it'll still be true when this airs. but yeah, I'm off the market now.
Wow,
I know.
You heard it here first.
I feel like I was like the last jar of jam on the shelf, and someone was like, "Oh, thank God, this
one's almost starting to grow mold."
I was starting to grow mold, and like it wouldn't be long before they put me on a. Clearance or just threw me in the garbage and I was gonna be destined for singletude
clearance forever. For 50 cents
god. But yeah, so that's my big news. I know I'm way behind Kyle, but in terms of his dating and marriage thing, but you know,
yeah, well I mean 13 years, it's like,
well yeah, that you kind of just were one of those lucky people that met really young, but I feel like most people don't get that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but at the same time, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm happy where things are going with where I'm in right now. And yeah, we'll just see how it keeps going, you know, but you know, kind of happened unexpectedly, as people say. I feel like where they're like, oh, it's when you least expect it. And it was like one of those things.
Well, I think that's the way that things really need to happen. I have a big thing against all these dating apps and things like that. They're just so not organic.
No.
And aren't a true representation of who people are.
Yeah.
So when you do start talking to someone on things like that, most of the time it's probably not going to work out.
Yeah, yeah. I always say, you know what I tell people is like when you chase something, it runs away.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's, I think, like a good, I think that's trying to do more than one thing at once. I think Confucius had a quote, but that's like when you're trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Yeah.
Chasing multiple rabbits, you catch none.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like with dating or anything, if you're chasing that, then it just runs the other way. So I feel like it's like some law of energy that it just doesn't work that way. But I remember, because I went, as Kyle knows, I dated like pretty consistently for like probably like 7 months. Like I would say like February to September. I felt like I would go out with the same people multiple times. There'd be like little patches here and there, but for the most part, it was pretty consistent. And then literally for like 3 to 4 months straight, it was like I didn't go out a single time. You know what I mean? And then that's kind of just when it happened. It was random.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But the weirdest part is like that person was like in the periphery the whole time. You just didn't know they existed. Right? There's a whole story that goes into it. If it goes further one day, maybe we'll have a podcast episode for that. But
hey, Steven, who knows? Maybe a couple of years from now, we'll be talking about your big day.
Who knows, Kyle? Yeah, maybe we'll be like, oh, this, yeah, then we'll be my wedding and like talk on that. And they'll say how I took the reins for the best wedding ever.
Yeah, we'll have to do a part two one day. Yeah. Who knows when that'll be? Could be a couple of years, could be never.
Yeah, you never know. Yep. You know what I always say is like, some people wait for a really long time to get married. And I'm a big believer that like, you should know. Like, I think after 6 months of dating somebody, I think you should know if you want to live with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think once you live with them and it's been like a handful of months, you should just know. Like, if it's either,
and if you don't it's know that after like a full year of being with someone,
yeah,
that's probably your answer.
The telling answer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And especially if you live with them, like if you live with them for half a year or a year, let's say,
yeah,
and you're still like,
I don't know
about this person, that's probably a not great sign.
No, I agree. You know,
like yeah, when you first live with someone,
some people
are
fine with that though. Like they are no rush. So some people, then they're more rare, but some people are like both on the same page and they just don't care about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which I think you're seeing more and more now in societies, people just being like, you know, we're together, we live together, why does it matter what the title is? And in a way, they're not wrong. You know, there are benefits to being married, like obviously, but in a way, they're not wrong. There's nothing wrong with being in a long-term relationship and, you know, living together for years. If you don't want that title for whatever reason, fine. You know, you do you.
Yeah.
The relationship works for you, great.
From what I've seen throughout my life, it's usually the dude.
Yes.
The woman, very, like, I don't think I've ever met a woman that didn't want to get married.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, so, like, I think to them, it's like a big thing. And, like, to them, they think about it their whole life. You know what I mean? Like, way before they even have someone.
It's a big day.
Yeah, like, it's a big day for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a big day in, like, everyone's life, you know?
That's why I always say for the wedding, I'm like, it should really be, like, I think it's really the woman's day. Like, what they want, they get.
Yeah.
I think there is some room for debate. Like, you can't just have, like, oh, like, you don't get anything you want, right? But I'm a big believer, like, 80-20.
Yeah. Like, well, right? Luckily, Christina, we're pretty on...
You're pretty on the same page.
On the same page.
Well, again, I think if you're on the same page, it works. If you're really, really different like that, then maybe that's another sign that you're, like, not right.
Yeah, if she throws out an idea and every single idea she's throwing out, you're like, no.
Yeah, then maybe that's telling. Not all the time. You could just have different tastes in what you perceive for that day. But I would say usually if you're getting married, you should be about the same in a lot of ways. So it shouldn't be like that much of a, you know, thing. But also if you can be different and then I almost said compensate. If you can be different and what's mean in the middle called?
Not collaborate. Negotiate.
Negotiate, man. You can. Why am I forgetting the word? But
why am I also forgetting?
You know what I'm
the
trying
word?
To say?
It's almost, yeah, I know exactly like, what you're trying to say. Yes, it is. It is. Oh my God, are we stupid?
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know. I think we're just old.
We're old and stupid.
But if you can,
anyway, we're trying to meet in the middle. That's what
meet in the middle. Yeah, we'll just say that. But yeah, if you can meet in the middle about it and like do it so you're both happy and you're fine and there's no arguments, then I think that's also very telling that you're with the right person.
Compromise.
Thank you, Kyle. I was like, it's a C. I know it's a C. I didn't know. I didn't know what I wanted to say.
What happened to our brains just now? That was a weird. That was a weird like anti-mind meld there. That was just like.
Yeah, I was like, why won't it work? But you know what I mean. So if you're not on the same page, if even if you're on different pages, if you can figure it out in a healthy way, then you're probably still with the right person. Yes. You just differ in that way.
You know, I think we couldn't think of it.
Why?
I think it's because Christina just tried to burn my apartment down with the microwave.
Oh, yeah. We I forgot. Yeah, we definitely had to throw that in here.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Christina just threw some cinnamon roll sticks in the oven and then set it to like 3 minutes, and it was basically on fire. We're like, oh.
Yeah, smoke was just billowing out of it. I came heroically and ripped open the microwave door. And
without a shirt on, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, glistening.
Yeah.
And it just, smoke poured out. Yeah. Almost set the smoke alarm and sprinklers nervous. Off.
Oh my
we almost
God.
Weren't able to do the podcast for another week.
Some would say it was intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh totally was not me that did that.
And you know what Kyle said when that happened? And then they were brief argument?
Don't get married.
Yeah.
Also, I can't let this podcast, you know, get wrapped up without acknowledging the fact that Steven had the best man speech.
Thanks, buddy.
I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And my brother, so I had two best men. My brother, Matt, did a fantastic job, too.
Yep.
But Steven took his to another level of, what was it, 11 to 12 minutes.
10 or 11 minutes.
I think it was like 11 minutes of him talking.
I did not mean for it to go on that long, though.
I did not even, me and Christina both were cracking up and everyone there, 100-something people or whatever, was cracking up the whole time. I thought it was like 5 minutes.
I'm glad I felt that way because when I was up there, it didn't feel that long, but I felt bad because I wanted to.
It did not feel that long.
It
when
was
I
so
went
good with
to like ask people like afterwards, and they were talking about how good it was.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, he went for like 5 minutes. I think it was your sister. I think she was like, no, I got it all recorded.
Yeah, some
it was actually it. 11 minutes. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I was like, it just blew by.
I heard a little chatter towards the end because I was trying to wrap it up sentimentally. I just didn't want to be all jokes. But, you know, you can't, when you know people for that long, I've known Kyle for like 23 years, and I've known Christina for like, God, when we turn 30, it'll be half our life.
Years,
it'll almost be half of our life soon, but like 13 years. And I've known them together, obviously, for 13 years. But I think you have so much to say. And I think that's what made it so hard. I think I could have wrote a speech for someone I knew less well so much easier than them. Because it's like, what do you say when there's so many experiences? Like, you just pick from, like, kind of what comes to your mind. And, like, you're trying to make a point of it. You know, so I remember I went to it. I knew for, like, a year I was going to be in this spot. And then it came down to, like, 2 nights before. I'm like, I have to get it done this night because it was Wednesday night. I had to get it done Wednesday night because Thursday night was
rehearsal.
And we were staying over. Kyle and I like split a hotel room. And then Friday was the thing. I'm like, I have to get it done or it's just not going to get it. It's impossible because I'm not going to do it when we get back to the hotel. And that night I fell asleep anyway in the fucking chair in the lounge because I was that tired.
Oh, yeah. We were putting Kit Kat wrappers in your mouth and stuff. Yeah, that was great.
But I'm glad I came out okay because I did get nervous about it, but. You know,
yeah, all the speeches were very good.
Yeah.
I was very pleasantly surprised that every single person's went off very well.
Yeah, they were all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Matt, I love Matt. Matt had to have the best speech for a 10-second speech. It was like so quick and to the point.
But very fitting.
It was fitting and it matched him well. And it was funny what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But thank you, buddy, for giving me the shout out on the pod.
Had to give Steven the shout out there. Yeah. It was so funny. Maybe one day if I ever get sent the video.
I should download some. I got to download so I don't lose it.
Maybe one day we'll put it up as a bonus Q&A.
Oh my God. Wait, can you actually put audio on it and just
separate the audio from the video?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I want to save it for, I can't lose it, so I have to download it before ever.
Yeah, definitely got to get that downloaded. But anyway, that's, I think that pretty much wraps up everything I had to say. Are you good?
Yeah, no, I think we're good. I think we covered literally everything we want to go into. Again, like, it's weird getting back into this, but I felt like once we got, I was so, like, almost anxious in the beginning, like, yeah, oh, where are we going to go? But it always just works out.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that is weddings in a nutshell for now.
Well, I've been Q.
And I've been A.
And we'll see you
next time.